You are about to be inspired, motivated, and your life changed. Are you ready? Welcome to the God's Love Podcast. Here's your host, David Mastin.
Welcome to God's Love Podcast. I am your host, David Mastin. Thank you. Tuning in, bright sunny day, or maybe rainy day, whenever you're listening to it. I just appreciate you all being here and tuning in. Hopefully your day is going well and everything in your life is being blessed and everything that you've been praying for has been answered and that things are going well. And even if they're not going well, I pray that you're still learning from it, that you're still learning from whatever it is that you're going through, or that it hasn't turned you bitter and that it hasn't made you turn away from God. And even if it did, you can always turn back. You can always go back. You can always be back with Him. And I just hope and pray that wherever you're listening to this at, that God is blessing you and He's keeping you and He's making provision for you, and in that you are living the best life that you can through the grace of God. Today, I am in, I don't know what part this is anymore, but I'm still in my series, Right Connection. And I am extremely excited about this series because, number one, it's my first series. Well, maybe my second that I've ever done, and it's been blessing me, and God has been doing some revelation, and I just need to adjust this mic a little bit, y'all, so if you hear a little noise, that's what I'm doing. But I've been really getting some revelation just in my devotional time and just in my study time when trying to navigate this, and even in my therapy time, trying to, you know, with just really digesting on what God has given me and the things that He wants me to share with you all and things that I have. So I'm really excited about this series, and I'm either on part four or part five, whichever one. We're wrapping this up, and I think the next week's lesson will be the ending of this, if God says the same. And so let me explain, and hopefully this makes sense to you all when I explain this. So, I grew up, one of the churches that I was going to back in Detroit. The pastor there, that when he preached, he always got revelation through life experiences, and he always would teach his lessons, and these revelations would click to him as he's, you know, going throughout life, and he'll get a word from it, or God will speak to him through these situations or through whatever he's dealing with. And a lot of times, y'all, some of my most, you know, my big revelations or life revelations or life stand, you know, those standout moments or those light bulb moments come in through life circumstances. And everybody that is tuned into this podcast knows I go to therapy. I feel like I make mention of it almost in every episode. And one of the lessons that I, learned is learning how to handle differences, right? And how to handle those differences, relationally, non-relational, people that maybe you don't have a relationship with, and people that you may come across from in the grocery store, or people that you may come across from in, just everyday walking past, right? And that everybody is different. And one of the things that came out in therapy was, sometimes I don't handle well people who are different than me or have different opinions than me. And one of the things that, that came about in that session and that inspired me was to study and try to find out through the Bible how the Bible wants us to handle individuals who are different than we are, right? And so it caused me to do this study. I even put up like art, y'all. I put up like articles and I put up all these different things to try to figure out like how can this make sense and how is this gonna like be a good lesson. And I have been just reading it and doing prayer and actually just spending some time in the Bible and asking God for a little bit of revelation here and there. I was able to come out with a few things that I think will help us when we talk about right connection. And we've been on this series, The Right Connection, and how first our first right connection relationally is with Jesus. And then our second relationship, is with mankind. And how we need these right connections, these good connections, in order to fulfill what God wants for us in our lives and in our natural lives. And we need good connections in life and how to handle these good connections and how to maintain them, right? And so one of the things that I was really just looking at throughout the Bible is how does Jesus handle individuals who are different? And what does that mean to handle individuals or to have relationships with people who are different than you, who some share the same beliefs, some don't share the same beliefs, and what those different nuances mean? So I want to start this off by making a statement here that everyone is different. Everybody is different, even to the fingerprints that are in your hands. Everybody's fingerprint is even different. No one has the same fingerprint, right? No one can take their fingerprint and your fingerprint and say that they're identical. Isn't that crazy? That your fingerprint nuance and somebody else's fingerprint nuance, even if you're related, even if you're brother and sister, even if that is your child, do not carry the same fingerprint as you. Meaning that even though you may be born of your mother or your father, you have differences, right? You are not a carbon copy, right? And managing differences and those differences are crucial if you're going to stay in the proper connections and in those right connections, right? If you think about it, even with father and son, right? A lot of times there can be beef between the father and the son because they share differences, right? And the father is different than the son, and the son is different than the father, and the father is trying to sometimes make the son like him, and sometimes the son doesn't want to embrace the fact that the father knows a little wisdom, so he doesn't want to be like the father. He wants to be his own man, and he wants to go out and do things his own way. And how to manage that relationship, and no one really teaches how to manage those relationships when things are different, right? And so because we don't know how to manage it, what we say is let's just split. Right. Let's just split and let's just go away and go our separate ways and do our own things because we're too different. Right. But I want to point out a couple of nuances here. Before we make splits with people and good connections, right connections that actually are good, that we should endure and stay together and work it out. Right. Versus those differences or disagreements, which we'll explain a little bit further, that causes us to actually separate and say, hey, there's no love lost, but you go your way, I'm gonna go my way, because yo, we can't get this thing right. So let's talk about this. So number one, there is a difference between handling differences and disagreements. Okay. You can be different, but still agree. Okay. Meaning, If you're right-handed and I'm left-handed, which I'm not, so I should probably reverse that. And if I'm right-handed, you're left-handed, or maybe it doesn't matter. We may be different within what our dominant hand may be, but that doesn't mean that we disagree on anything. Okay? So, some people sometimes cannot differentiate the difference between the two. That you may be different than me, maybe off of physical appearance, maybe you're white, I'm black, maybe you're Hispanic and I'm African-American, maybe you're an alien from Mars and somebody else is an alien from Venus, whatever. I know that's probably a dramatic example, but just because of those differences doesn't mean we disagree. Sometimes we look at individuals and judge them because of their outer appearance or because of their non-being like us off of appearance. And because they're not like us off of appearance, then we automatically disagree with them because they don't look like us. We do it in the church all the time. If somebody comes off the street and they don't dress in the long blue jean skirt down to the ankle with stockings and the white tube socks on the picnic and the white shoes and the long shirt that go down below the butt because you think that long shirt gonna cover your butt when can't nothing cover that butt. And you think somehow, some way that makes you holy. And because somebody comes in and doesn't look like that and dresses because it's hot and they don't want to wear all those clothes, but they wear something that's more appropriate for the weather. Then because of that, you think that automatically you cannot agree because they look different because you've placed your spiritual lifestyle based on what you have on versus what's on the inside. So because you're only viewing from the outside, then you automatically think that you can't agree. When in actuality, you just might have more in common and agree upon more than what you think if you didn't let your eyes make a judgment that your spirit disagrees with. So here's the thing. We do it. Let's bring it natural, right? Let's take it all from the church. We do it. Racism is a prime example of this, right? Where if you're white, you don't like me because I'm black. Well, wait a minute. That's just the difference. That's just a difference in skin tone. We actually might agree on something if you gave me the opportunity to talk to you and to sit down with you and to actually dine with one another and see that I'm not matching the stereotype that you've judged based off of some movie, based off some crazy ideology or some crazy nuance that maybe you've seen throughout the day. We have to learn how to manage individuals who are different than us, and we just might see within that managing the differences that we actually have some things in common. You love your mama, I love my mama. You love your brothers, I love my brother. Sometimes them jokes get on my nerves, but sometimes we actually love each other. Sometimes we really do love each other sometimes. My point is that we would find that there's some commonality and some agreeance that could actually build relationships and hold on to right connections if we did not base just because we are different from an outer perspective. If we just because we weren't wearing the same coat, now you don't want to be around me. You want to distance me because no, it just could be I like blue and you like green. So we have to learn that differences are not always, especially when it comes to outer perspectives, things that are on the outside are not always reasons behind why we should disconnect ourselves from certain right connections, even when it comes to relationships and having, you want this guy because he's driving a nice car, or you want this girl because she got on red bottoms or whatever. You're looking at things on the outside. And we talked about this a little bit on the last message when we talked about the time we chose the pigs. You choose the things on the outside instead of evaluating what's on the inside of a person, and you are destroying valuable relationships and connections just because they don't look like you. They don't sound like you. They don't act like you. They don't preach like you. They don't talk like you. They don't quote the Bible like you with thus and thous. And so because they don't sound like you, look like you, act like you, walk like you, talk like you, put on a tie like you, wear a shirt and tie like you, put on a preacher collar just like you, you automatically think they're different, that you can't, because of those differences, that you cannot get along and you can't build valuable relationships. And that's just not true. It's just not true. Next valuable point, that just because you're different, you don't have to disagree. Now here's the deal here. The problem isn't necessarily that comes in when managing these relationships, doesn't necessarily come in because we're different. The problem comes in is when we have an abundance of disagreements. Disagreements can produce conflicts. Different preferences doesn't automatically mean conflict, right? So there's going back to a little bit. Let's dive into between a little bit different, right? The differences. So we talked about differences in it when it comes to outer perspectives, but let's say there's a difference in preferences, right? I like mayo, you don't. I like mayonnaise, you like Miracle Whip. And don't you dare tell me that there's a difference, that they're the same thing, because they are not. Okay? I can't stand Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is tangy and sweet and disgusting and makes the sandwich horrible to me. Right? I like mayonnaise. Right? I do. I like mayonnaise on my sandwich. I like sour cream. Right? Those preferences don't always lead to conflict. Or they shouldn't lead to conflict. Their preferences. You like cheesecake. I may not like cheesecake, right? You like, let's say you like peanut butter, and I don't like peanut butter. I actually do Reese's peanut butter, in case anybody ever wants to buy me a candy bar or anything. But I love Reese's peanut butter cup. You love Snickers. You don't like Reese's peanut butter cup, and I don't like Snickers, right? Like, those are preferences that may not necessarily be so important that you get rid of and destroy a right connection. I'll give you another example. There was a guy that was in a relationship with a girl. Girl was great, perfect, everything was amazing, right? But just because she clipped her toenails, right, and one missed the bucket, or she forgot one and forgot to put it in the bucket, then that automatically wanted to term a good connection. He wanted to term a good connection because she forgot. Listen. Do not destroy a bridge because there's a little bitty crack in it. No, it just means that crack inside of that bridge just may needs a little repairing, or maybe a little reminder. Hey, yo, look, don't keep clipping your toenails and forget, hey, I found this. don't leave this here. Or yo, hey, listen, I don't like Snickers, so don't try to feed me one when I'm not looking, right? Whatever. I don't know. But we have to learn the difference between preferences, and those preferences destroying relationships and destroying good connections. And you think because you like Snickers and he likes Reese's that means he don't love you. No, that's not what that means. That just means you have different preferences, and you have to manage those preferences. Right, you have to figure out which of these preferences things that are going to cause me to want to leave because they're too annoying, because they're too, there, it's too much. But even before you do that, make sure that you evaluate if these preferences and you leaving these preferences that you have are the total end all for a relationship or for a good connection. Some things, as much as this may be cliche to say, just ain't worth it. I said worth instead of worth, but whatever. You got my point. But here's what we have to really pay attention to, and that is, there's a difference between differences, right? On the outside perspective, there's a difference between us having our preferences, our different preferences, right? But what we have to pay attention to, and here is where sometimes connections have to be done away with. And that is when our differences cause disagreements that can cause extreme conflicts. Okay? I'll give you an example, okay, where disagreements may cause for a conflict, and when that occurs, then it's time to move on from that connection. Okay, I'll first give you what the Bible talks about in Acts chapter 15, verse 35 through 38. There is a disagreement between, and you know what? I'm not going to be lazy and not read it. Okay. And we're reading from the New Living Translation. Remember that. Remember I told you guys that that's one of my favorites. And what we're going to do is we're going to go to Acts chapter 15 and we'll do verses 36. We'll start with 36. And it says that after some time, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's go back and visit each city where we previously preached the word of the Lord to see how the new believers are doing." Okay, so Paul and Barnabas, Paul just saved, Barnabas saved. They're both preaching the gospel. They decide that they want to go back and check on new believers that have just been converted to following Christ, and they want to go back and check out how they're doing. Okay, and here's the deal. Barnabas agreed. Okay, the next verse, 37, says Barnabas agreed and wanted to take along John Mark. Okay, but Paul disagreed strongly, since John Mark had deserted them in a city, I think it's Pamphylia, and had not continued with them in their work. So there he had a disagreement. Paul and Barnabas decided that they both wanted to do the same thing. Okay. And I'm going to point out a scripture that goes along with this text that's very important. Paul and Barnabas decided that they wanted to go to check out these new believers. When they agreed that they wanted to go check out these new believers, they both agreed, both on the same mission, both doing the same thing, both doing the same work, right? But they had a strong disagreement. They got into a heated argument. Paul didn't want to take a guy by the name of John Mark. Barnabas wanted to take the side of John Mark. Now, there was something with this guy, John Mark, that happened. There was a desertion. Paul was hurt. His feelings was hurt that John Mark did not go with them and deserted them. And it appeared that they abandoned him. And Barnabas wanted him to go with them. And Paul said, "Heck no, I don't want him nowhere near me, because he's not going to stick with us if something bad happens," right? And so their disagreement, the next verse in 39 says, their disagreement was so sharp It was so intense. It was so much conflict that they separated. It didn't say they lost love for one another. It didn't say that they disagreed about Jesus. It didn't. It said that they became so much in conflict that Barnabas took John Mark and sailed to Cyprus to check on them new believers over there. And Paul chose Silas. And as he left, the Bible says that the believers entrusted him to the Lord's gracious care. And then he traveled throughout Syria and Cilicia, strengthening the churches there. So the Bible says that Paul and Barnabas got into it, couldn't be together. Their differences of opinions created a disagreement. That disagreement created a conflict, and that conflict said, yo, this connection here is not going to work. Why? Because there's too much conflict to make this relationship work. So Barnabas, you go over there. Paul, you go over there, and y'all both do the work of the Lord in separate locations because y'all don't agree with each other. A scripture that goes along with that is Amos 3:3. The scripture says, how can two walk together unless they what? They agree. There has to be an agreement. In other words, there's preferences, there's differences, but when we cannot agree and that agreement is causing extreme conflict, I'm not talking about the little minor stuff, y'all. I'm talking about this extreme conflict to where we cannot walk together, then it is time to disconnect. You do not agree that man should be putting his hands on you. That is causing extreme conflict. Get out. Go. You got to go. Yeah, you can't stay here. We can't stay here. Why? Because we have a disagreement. Because how and we have conflict because how you're treating me is not conducive to how I want to be treated. So because of this extreme conflict, this connection has to separate. What am I saying? What I'm saying is that sometimes how we manage differences is it an outer perspective? No. Is it just a mere preference? No, it's not just a mere preference. Oh, so there's a disagreement. Yes. Is this disagreement leading to extreme conflict? Conflict that is keeping you all from doing the work of the Lord effectively, doing what you should be doing in your life, doing what God calls you to do. If there is conflict there, and that conflict is extreme, and that conflict is sharp, then both of you have to decide what is best, which could lead to you both going your separate ways. You going over there, they going over there, whatever they got to do, and being successful, listen, not wishing no hurt, no harm against nobody, going in your different directions because you can't get along in the middle. You have a conflict, sharp conflict. The Bible is descriptive when it talks about that. Sharp conflict, right? Sharp, meaning you can't get along. Right? You can't get along and you can't manage each other. You can't manage that relationship well because there's strong conflict. Listen, some of our I'm going to say this. Some of our relationships, even with God, is because you have conflict with him. Oh man, you got conflict with him. You disagree against everything the man say. You disagree with everything the man stands for. You disagree with everything he's trying to do for you. You want this raggedy life. You want that low life. You want that life where people treat you like crap. You want the life where that man keep walking all over you. You want that life where that woman keep taking advantage of you. And God is saying, I got a better life for you, but you disagree with me. You have conflict with me when I just want what's best for you. So what do? You go your way. Why? You walk away from him. Because he has what's best for you. And you don't want what's best for you. You want what you think is best for you. So when you have conflict with him, you leave him. I use that as an example to say this. Do not allow your flesh to stay somewhere or to lead you away from somewhere where you should remain, and do not allow your flesh to stay somewhere where you should be separating. But managing differences, we should not be leaving good connections because there's minor differences and there's minor preferences. I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I don't want to say it, y'all, but I'm going to say it. 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 Some of y'all acting like snobs and spoiled little kids. He like mayo. I don't like mayo. What? So you gonna leave a good man because you don't like mayo? You gonna leave a good connection because you have preferences that they don't match, or there's minor differences? You too short. And it's the best thing that God could have for you. Because you're so stuck up and so snobbish, you refuse to take in the fact that you got these minor preferences, these minor differences, and instead of saying, yo, God, is this something that I should stay, or is this something that I should separate from? You choose your life, not the life God wanted for you. And you let your snobbish ways separate you from what was the best thing that ever happened to you. We gotta be careful, y'all. At the end of the day, there's a set of scriptures that I'm gonna read, and they're coherent with each other. And this is how we manage differences. This is how we manage preferences, and this is even how we manage conflicts, right? And I don't have the time to read all of this, right? And you guys can read this in your free time. But in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12, and we'll go here real quick. It talks about how there's one spirit but different gifts, right? Talks about how there's one spirit and different gifts, and how this one spirit connects us all, right? There's this connection that connects us all, and this one spirit controls everything, right? And it talks about the spirit of prophecy, the teaching and preaching and miracles and healing and these different spiritual gifts, and how all of us have these different spiritual gifts. And the Bible says, it starts off in 1 Corinthians chapter number 12. It starts off talking about how we're all a part of one body, right? How we're all a part of one body, but there's different parts. There's hands, there's fingers, there's toes, there's legs, there's knees, there's the eyes, there's the nose, there's the lips, there's the tongue, there's the teeth, all these different parts of the body, right? And that one part of the body cannot get mad at the other part of the body and get jealous of the other part of the body because they're not that part of the body. Where we're all a part of the same spirit, and that we're all equally important, though we are different. And here's how Paul tells us to manage this, these differences. How you got the spirit of prophecy and you got the spirit of healing. And he has the spirit of preaching and he could teach and she could pastor and she could all these different type of things, right? And everybody has these different gifts and they're all different. They're all part of the same body. But there's one thing that Paul tells us in chapter 13 and how to manage these differences. Here's how he says to manage it. He begins to say this in chapter 13. In number one, in verse four, he says, here's how you manage all these differences. Here's how he manages. He says, love is patient and kind, and love is not jealous and boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable. It keeps no record of wrongdoing. It does not rejoice about injustice, but it rejoices whenever the truth wins out. It talks about love never gives up and never loses faith. It's always hopeful and endures through every circumstances. And that prophecy and speaking in unknown languages and special knowledge will become useless one day, but love will last forever. Well, Paul, what are you trying to tell me? What are you saying? What are you trying to communicate with me in regards to handling people who are different and managing the relationships that are different and there's different preferences and all these differences? How do I manage it? Paul says, you love them. You love them in spite of it. You love them. You love them. You're patient with them. You're not jealous. You don't be boastful. You don't be proud. You don't be rude. You don't be arrogant. You don't get in his own way. You're not irritable and annoyed at every little thing. Every little thing annoys you. And it keeps no record of wrongdoing. It does not rejoice about injustice. How dare you rejoice over the social injustice that's going on in the world just because you're in some political party? How dare you rejoice over something like that? That is not love. That is not, and it rejoices whenever the truth goes out. It never gives up. It never loses faith. It's always hopeful and it endures through every circumstance. That is how we manage our differences. We love through them. That's how we manage our differences. We love through them. We love them in spite of them. And we don't destroy good things and good connections. You do not destroy your relationship with God just because he's telling you, yo, I don't want that for you. I got something greater for you over here. You don't destroy good connections just because of minor preferences and minor differences. You don't do that. Now, am I saying you to stay in the connection because there's conflict? No, I'm not telling you to do that because the Bible doesn't tell you to necessarily do that. The Bible tells us that two people cannot walk together unless they agree. So sometimes there's some connections that have to separate because there are strong conflicts there, natural conflicts in your natural relationships with people that you just have to separate yourself for. But do not destroy good things and great connections because of minor preferences and differences, y'all. Stick it out. Love it out. And be who God wants you to be and needs you to be on this earth. I hope that all makes sense and I hope that all came together. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you so much for my brother and my sister. I thank you, Lord God Jesus, for this lesson that is going out. And I thank you, God, for teaching us how to handle differences in our lives. And God, I'm asking that, Lord God Jesus, you continue to help us to build strong connections with the right people, and then we break connections with the wrong ones. And Father, help us to get closer to you. Keep us in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all be blessed. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. Today's lesson went a little bit longer. Y'all don't hold it to me. Okay, hold it to me a little bit this time. But y'all be blessed, man. I appreciate y'all. Until we meet again. Peace.
Thank you for listening to the God's Love Podcast. Subscribe, share, and stream on all podcast streaming outlets.